This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered some things in Malachi 3 we should appreciate. Now let's focus our attention on things in this chapter we should avoid. Malachi lumps some of these things together in verse 5. I will come near to you for judgment. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers, against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and deprive aliens of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty. It is clear the people he is addressing in this verse are self-centered, arrogant, and taking advantage of anyone in need. They are oblivious of their responsibility and the fact they will ultimately be accountable to a righteous and compassionate God who is concerned for the welfare of those in need. They are unjust, irreverent, and indifferent to God's decrees. This is reflected in their disobedience toward tithing and being ungrateful and unwilling to give offerings to God. Without these resources, the spiritual leaders couldn't provide necessities to meet the needs of the poor and disadvantaged. In this, they were robbing God. Compounding this attitude and these actions was what they said about God's call to serve Him. Malachi describes this in verses 13 through 15. You have said it is futile to serve God. What did we gain by carrying out His requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly the evildoers prosper, and even those who challenge God escape. To please God, all of these should be avoided. To review these studies, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.